I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. This is November 1st, 2017, and this is the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. We're going to start with the invocation and pledge given by Marjorie Holland. Please stand.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day. We're thankful for our ability to meet here in this lovely building and to be able to discuss the concerns of the Valley and its residents and business owners. We pray that thy Spirit will be with us, that we might do things according to thy will and say things according to thy will, and that we might be in harmony with one another. And we pray for these favors and blessings in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start with a roll call. I'm Gene Houston. I'm chairman of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
I'm Margie Holland. I'm the co-chair of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board.
Ann Markle, and I'm on the Town Advisory Board.
Brian Burris, member of the Town Advisory Board.
Janice with Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office.
And we welcome our BLM guys. Nice to have you here. Okay. This time is item two is public comment. This is a time if you have a public comment that you would like to talk about that's on this agenda but can't stay for the entire meeting, because the public comment on the agenda is the last thing in the meeting. Now's the time to get up and talk about it. Okay. I need to have a motion for the approval of October 11, 2017 minutes.
Make a motion to approve the October 11, 2017 minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, now we need a motion for the approval of the agenda for November 1st, 2017.
I make a motion for approval of the agenda for November 1st.
Motion's on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Information items. Do we have any?
We're going to mention the bathrooms under public comment.
It could be information, couldn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Okay.
You want me to mention that?
Sure.
This last Saturday, they had a kind of a ribbon cutting or a grand opening up at Logandale Trails. Partners in conservation in conjunction with the OHV, I guess through the registration and BLM, were able to do a project and replace some 20-some-odd-year-old bathrooms that have been there for quite some time. And those got officially opened on Saturday. They had a kind of a public meeting. We had a couple gals from BLM that were there, and Partners Conservation, Sue Baker was there representing the OHV committee. There was a couple other people that I don't know. I didn't know everybody that was there. But then they had some folks there for doing a cleanup. Usually when Pick goes out to Logandale Trails, we always kind of put a cleanup project to go with it, and they've brought food and stuff. But bathrooms look great. It's nice to have. It's a nice addition. We also talked a little bit about the FLAP grant, which this is going to help kind of push that along. At least we have some improvements, and we've done some things there, and we're going to try to push for that grant to get that pavement from there up, you know, back out to the pavement that's existing on Liston. And I believe she's in the process of doing that grant now, correct?
It's an application that just opened, and it's pretty cumbersome, but she's going to fill it out and send it to Joe Yachtson, who will submit it on behalf of Clark County. And I believe it closes December 8th. And it's, you know, it's going to be an 18 to 24-month process, but we have the most confidence that we're going to get the money.
I think, as Janice mentioned, I think the last time that, I don't know if it's the last time, but one of the things that that grant was used for was the paved road that was taken out to Corn Creek in Vegas when they built that information center that they had, and they couldn't get the kids there because the buses couldn't go down the dirt road. So they applied for the same grant and got that road paved. And that's actually quite a long road from the highway there.
Yep, it'll be very similar, actually, to this one.
So it'll be pretty similar.
We're copying that application. Byrne was there with the progress, so there should be pictures. And I tried to cut toilet paper instead of a ribbon because it was for the bathroom. So.
A little windy. Toilet paper wouldn't hold up. So any other information items? Anybody from the board with information items? We got our letters from CDAC. Me and Ann are both on that CDAC committee, and that's home light grants, emergency grants. It has to do with the homeless, rapid rehousing, projects for underprivileged neighborhoods and areas and stuff like that, and that starts up
right around December,
like the second week is December, and so we sit on that committee, and they bring projects in, and they got a certain amount of money that will come forth. The least amount of that is for the homeless.
Right.
It's about a half a million, but usually when you get into the home and rapid rehousing, you get into a few million dollars, and so there's some bigger projects that come in. But we'll be starting that in a month or two. So, any other items?
None for me.
Okay. Let's move on to planning and zoning. First item, UC 0407-16, Levitt Family Trust, use permit, first application for review of the following. Allow vehicle maintenance and, two, allow vehicle repair in a C2 zone. Waiver of development standards. For the following, allow service bay doors for vehicle maintenance to face the street, which is Moapa Valley Boulevard. Reduce the separation for vehicle maintenance to residential use. Reduce the separation for vehicle repair to the residential use. Allow vehicle repair not within an enclosed building. Reduce landscaping, reduce parking, allow parking in front of the building. Waive on-site paving and waive full off-site improvements, including curb, gutter, sidewalk, and partial paving. There's also a design review that goes with this for the following. One, an addition to an existing vehicle maintenance building, and two, modifications to the existing vehicle maintenance facility on, let's see, oh, this is what it's for. An addition to that vehicle maintenance building and modification to the existing building. And this is located on Moapa Valley Boulevard, and it's right there where the water hole is. All right. It says 120 feet east of K Gang Street. Okay.
Bonnie Grew, representing Levitt Family Trust and Hal's Auto. This is just a 1-year review. Everything's been done. We do have paving and parking.
Yeah.
Just what the county asked, so we didn't have to reduce any of that. It's all paved and it's all got parking.
The reduction is when the original came before us, you have to have all of it paved. And there's a section on that one side that's not
in
paved.
In the back.
Right, correct.
In the back. And so what they've done is they put a fence up there so that you can't go back there.
Right, I understand.
To the general public. Everything is done. We came before a year ago regarding, he put up a little a tool shed or a tool addition onto the shop, 12 feet by, oh my, it's about 600 square feet, 700 square feet. And it's all done, it's enclosed, it's working. All the buildings have been torn down that we said we were gonna tear down. Everything is done.
Okay.
So this is just our 1-year review. I am asking, however, that we don't come back for another review.
The one in 2021 or whatever it is?
Yeah. And even, we have one next year, I think.
Well, the one that I seen in the stuff that was sent to us was in 2021. I think it was a 5-year review.
Okay. And I'm just asking that we don't have to come before the boards, either boards, until something changes on the property. Until the long-term plan is he wants to put up a new shop facing the other way, tear down the buildings that he's got, and then everything will have to start over anyway. So I just can't see a need at this point to keep coming back every year to review the development standards or the waiver of standards until something changes, because it's just all going to be the same.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it to the public. Do we have any public comment on this? All right, I'm going to close it to the public. I'm going to open it up to the board.
I personally think, I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to keep coming back every year for the same issue. So I think if we either just waive all those conditions and we get the commissioners to waive all the conditions long term, I think that would be the best plan. Or if we tie it to maybe something with, if the land use plan changes or something significantly changes, then we can come back and revisit the item. I don't know if we can tie it that way or not.
I'm not sure. The reason we approved it the last time that you came is because he was doing exactly what has happened there for I don't know how many eons. And the problem was it was a business license situation that had to do between him and Mr. Levitt and how he had that set up. And so he had to apply for that, and then he had to go through all the hoopla. Of course, nothing was up to code, and he had buildings that didn't have building permits. And I don't know that he even did all that, but they were there on the property. So he had to take stuff down, and he had to plant trees. But so he put trees out there in pots and whatever he could do to try to make it as close as he could to do that. I can't see putting him through any more hoops for what he's just trying to do, just have that same maintenance, or used to be a gas station, but it's
been there
whatever.
Since 1964.
It's been there a long time, a lot longer than I've been here. And I don't see any reason to keep pushing him through this. It's hard enough to stay in business in Logandale to start with. And then I best add all the other stuff that we put onto that. So I'd like to make a motion.
Mr. Chair, if I might, just before you make a motion in regard to what Brian said. So there is an issue at the property where the auto mechanic portion is being done on the part that's not zoned for auto mechanic.
Exactly. One is
and then
C1
the office is being done where there's not zoned for an office. So instead of having them come in for two zone changes, the commissioner had a discussion with Mr. Levitt, and during the land use plan update, which I'll mention in public comment, we are going to correct that zoning. We will put the auto mechanic zoning where the mechanic work is being done and the office professional where the actual office is. So that'll be corrected, and it will come before you as a land use plan update, correction, however you want to term it, and it won't cost them anything, and it doesn't have any bearing on them. So when Bonnie states that he's going to do some major repair, is that within 5 years or 10 years?
When the money is there. He's got the plan that he wants. It's a beautiful building. It faces away from the street, just like it should. We'll have all of the, it won't be 5 feet next to his property. We'll have all of the clearance. The office will be built right on the garage. So
it looks very nice, and I have been on Lois because one of those trees I think is dead, and I'd rather it not even be there than it be there dead. So they're supposed to work on that tree and getting it replaced. So I certainly would support whatever the chairman says, but we're going to fix the zoning that is not correct.
Yeah, and I think that's
I guess. And I could talk to you about that later, but how do you fix zoning with a land use plan without actually doing hard zoning? Because land use plan is future zoning. It's not hard zoning.
Yeah, right.
So that don't make sense to me. But
it would be a conforming zoning change at that point.
It would be conforming, but it doesn't change the zoning. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at least we can be conforming zoning change. We can do two meetings, and then we'd be done.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm gonna make a motion for the whole package. And I'm not going to read it all, but I'm going to make it for the use permit application for review and for the waiver of development standards, and there happens to be 9 of them in there, which I've already read into the record, and a design review for both buildings, that we approve that without the need to come back for a future review in 2021 or the five-year review. That's my motion. Motion's on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Looks like it passes. Thank you. General business. Board to discuss the following budget item. Additional lighting for the fine arts building for discussion and possible action.
That'd be me, Mr. Chair. Okay. And Bonnie, November 21st for BCC.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you got to be there. I'll check if it's consent or not and let you know. But okay. November 21st. So, Mr. Chairman, I went to the Logandale Fall Festival. And Rick was in the fine arts building. So I went in the fine arts building to say hello and see how he was doing. And the first thing he did was drag me over to the wall. And I want to say it's the west wall.
Okay.
In the fine arts building row of lights, no row of lights. And literally, the folks that were along that back wall, they really were in the dark. So he asked, is there any possibility? And I thought, we're a minute from having the BCC review, you know, approve all of your budget requests. So if you're okay with it, I'm going to add that row of lights along where the ceiling meets the wall on the west side of the Fine Arts Building.
Okay.
And if you are all okay with that, I'll need you to make a motion for me.
I understand. I'm going to open it up for public. Anybody got public comment they want to add to that? Always want to do that. How about the board?
I think if we need the lights, we need the lights, but we might want to have them just, the county come look at it and just kind of make it a general lighting item. So if they need to do additional lighting somewhere else within the building to improve for the fair and stuff like that, maybe we can just lump it all in. I hate to say one row of lights.
Okay.
And we need to add just one row of lights plus three more lights, you know what I mean?
Sure, we'll just add lighting then. How about that? Add lighting?
Additional lighting.
Yeah. Add additional lighting inside the
Fine Arts Building.
And I won't say where.
Yeah, because that way we don't have to come back for two lights or something.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we install lights at the Fine Arts Building where needed.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. Okay, last item of business. This is comments by the general public. Now's the time if you got something you want to bring up before the board.
Good evening. Just want to follow up on our last meeting we had about paved roads. I got some answers in regards to Pearl Road.
You're nice. Remind me who you are.
Stephen Neal.
Stephen, with a V?
PH.
PH, Stephen Neal.
So the first page is just an overview of the area and the parcel that we're referring to. If you look on page 2, I highlighted the area, and there's a Pearl Avenue. You'll see I highlighted the north 82260, and that is, if you go on page 4, that is a summary of that. And so basically Pearl Avenue in 2007 was already given a right-of-way to Clark County, so that road actually already belongs to Clark County. So that road can be paved. Clark County has a right-of-way for the gutters and the so you can see up on top of page 4, you'll see that number 082260. It's a serial number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can reference that back to page 2 on Pearl Avenue with that dirt piece.
So Mr. Chair, can I confirm? You're talking about from Skyline all the way over to Paiute?
No, I would imagine he's talking about from Lyman.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't see. Is that what that says?
That's Lyman.
This one's Lyman.
Yeah.
So Lyman to Paiute, or whatever that road is. We have public right-of-way?
Mm-hmm. You do. And if you look on page 4, it'll tell you you have 2,184 feet of right-of-way. And that's just that piece of dirt road that BLM has.
Well, you're awesome, because it doesn't say that in my computer, so I'll be talking to Public Works about this.
Yeah, so, do you guys
want to
pave it?
If yours. We want to pave it.
Knock yourself out, huh?
You have any questions for me?
Thank you.
2051. No, you were awesome. You all took right. This around the... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Ivan Irwin, E-R-W-I-N, 478 Corda Avenue, Overton. I seem to recall an article in a paper or something about a large sum of money being approved to promote area attractions or something, including double negative. Am I crazy on that or anything? It would have been a year or so ago, maybe.
That was the Gateway, wasn't it? Did we have something about the Gateway from the Arts field or
yes.
something like that.
Yes. Well, Mr. Chair, through you, the commissioner, there was some money uncovered at the county for arts projects, and Mr. Heitzman, who dreamt up that double negative, is going to, there's going to be, I don't know if it's a contest as well, but there's going to be some drawings rendered to place something in this general vicinity that says, hey, the double negative's up there. And the commissioner, I think on Monday, has an update for our Parks and Recreation Department on arts. So.
It seemed like there was a huge sum of money to promote that. And
yeah, it was.
In a sense, unless it was covered other stuff. Like, sure, they built a sign for less than a
No, but see, it's a piece of art. It's not a sign.
It's got to do art. Okay.
It's a piece of art. And so we took a fraction of that money.
Anybody ever see Double Negative?
Yeah.
That's art.
It's art. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Better than the rocks on I-15 that are painted also.
Those two, Mr. Irwin. We took a portion of that money and spent it already on the, do you remember the little contest we had with the murals?
Yeah.
And Gig is 50% done, so we're really hoping we should have that right after the first of the year. And then the rest of that pile of money is going for another art project that will explain the lovely two holes in the ground dug by someone with a backhoe.
Got it.
Yeah.
Somebody told me he spent $10,000, or he was paid $10,000 to do that. You couldn't buy the diesel fuel amount for $10,000. Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Mr. Kirk.
How's it going?
Lovely.
Again, Lee Kirk, Acting Monument Manager for Gold Butte National Monument. I'll give you guys some updates, but I realize I haven't really introduced myself and my background, so I kind of do that tonight. So I started with the BLM in 2003 with the Las Vegas field office. I was kind of a student trainee type thing, so I went part-time, full-time school, part-time work, and I worked on kind of like a rec tech, just doing different things, helping out with highway vehicle race permitting. Then I stayed as an outdoor recreation planner, and I did permits, commercial tours, off-way vehicle races, such as the MET 400, those type of things. And then I got a job at Red Rock Canyon as an outdoor recreation planner and worked on various things there. Then I became the resource management project manager. Did that for a while, then I got put on hold. And then as the Gold Butte National Monument became a national monument, they asked me to act. So I've been acting in that position. And I'm still part of the resource management plan, so I kind of have two duties right now. But I'll kind of give you guys the background where I've been. So it's all been in BLM in Nevada since 2003. So it's my whole career in here. So I've been in Las Vegas since 1990, so I've been here a while. So. Not too many updates from the last time I was here with Gold Butte. The Devil's Throat fence project is completed, so it is done. It took very long. They started last week and were done in like 4 days. So fortunately, it is back far away. We are working on getting some kiosk information out there with some pictures and different things, but right now it is, for safety purposes, it's further back, so you can't see it as well as you used to. We are still working on getting more directional signs out there, more kiosks such as Devil's Throat, Gold Butte Town Site, and possibly Little Finland, some different places, and replacing any signs or adding new signs to help out with along the backcountry byway. So that it'll take some time, but we'll be working on that. We're also working on getting a more permanent portal sign for the National Monument. That's more of kind of a rock base with a more permanent sign. So that's still going through the environmental analysis. When that's done, we'll be working on getting that done. So other than that, there's not too much going on at this point. We may have some stuff in the future, but I'll bring that up next time if we have anything else going on. So if you guys have any questions.
I don't. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Hi. Do we have any other public comments?
Pre-meetings for the land use plan update next Tuesday for Logandale at Old Shacks. I'll be there 5 to 8 or until I fall asleep. And the following one will be here in this building on November 8th, also 5 to 8 or until I fall asleep. I'll have those maps. Everyone should attend. I'm sure they will. That's it.
All right. Thank you all for coming. I adjourn this meeting.
Thank you.
Our next meeting is supposed to be November 15th, 2017. In the audience. Okay.